Current state on 90.5 WKAR. Thanks for joining us. I'm Mark Bayshore. Like thousands of Michigan baby boomers, our next guest is planning to retire soon. Ken Dawson has spent 6 years working at Michigan State University in the school's Infrastructure Planning and Facilities Department. Unlike many of those retiring boomers, Mr. Dawson will soon be embarking on a challenging adventure. Beginning in about a month, the Farmington Hills resident will begin a 3,100-mile hike atop the spine of North America, the Continental Divide. The planned 5-month trek begins in New Mexico April 15th. He expects to arrive at Waterton, Alberta, Canada on September 12th. Yesterday, I spoke with Ken Dawson about his trek. I first asked why.
One of the reasons I'm doing this in a big part is I've always had sales goals and goals my entire, you know, professional career. So I wanted to set a special goal when I retire. So I took what I was really passionate about, my love of the outdoors, and I coupled that with a unique fundraising effort so I could do something to pay back to a community that's been so good to me, and it's a life that's been so good to me. So my passion for the outdoors was matched by an organization called Big City Mountaineers, who works with at-risk kids. And they take these kids on wilderness trips, and they mentor them, one adult to one child. And they take them on these trips, and they teach them how to make better decisions, how to set goals, and more importantly, to instill self-assurance.
You want to average about 20 miles a day, and I guess it'll all work out if you can stick to that. And you dubbed this as a reason to retire, which I loved. If you didn't have this passion, do you think you'd still be working?
Well, no, probably not. I have a lot of interest. I'm very active in different activities, sports. I'm kind of an excessive compulsive when it comes to sports. In fact, my entire family is. So not only do they love the outdoors as much as I do, they all exercise.
Why the Continental Divide?
Well, the Continental Divide is one of the toughest, hardest trails there is in the world, in fact. So I needed to take my skill sets and create a wow factor. And certainly hiking the Continental Divide is a wow. And then I took my sales skills, which is basically taking marketing materials, taking my contacts and my skills to work with people and started to develop. I did a video, and I had MSU alumni, Carl Roche, who did this beautiful video for me. And then I took that and then was able to get the state news did a news article that was picked up by the Big Ten Network and then the Lansing State Journal. So everything just kind of went viral in the multimedia world today. And a lady I didn't know 2 months ago found out what I was doing, fell in love with this program, and has done a lot of the marketing for me. And it's become more than just about me. It's become about us. It's a family affair. My wife's the logistic manager. My daughter spent a week putting the food supplies. Last week, I had 500,000 calories of food put in 28 different boxes, 3,100 calories a day, which is maybe even a little bit on the light side. They're worried I'm going to wilt away on this trip. So they were stuffing the boxes plenty for me.
You are a goal setter, I can tell that. Ken Dawson's our guest. Ken retires from his job at Michigan State University this week, and we're talking about his first retirement project, hiking the Continental Divide Trail starting on April 15th. This sounds really rigorous. Lots of peaks and crazy weather and varmints. Do you worry about anything in particular?
No, I think that the dangers are, and everybody asks me about bears.
Yeah.
I'm not too concerned about the black bears too much, but there are grizzly bears out there in parts of Wyoming, especially Montana, the Bob Marshall and Glacier National Park. And the one deterrent of bears is to talk. They will stay away from people if they hear the human voice, but it's a little difficult when you're there by yourself.
So you'll be doing a lot of talking, just not to anybody.
Exactly.
Is that the idea? Well, one grizzly bear encounter can ruin your whole day. What's the highest peak you'll climb?
I think it's around 14,000. I believe it's Mount Elbert, but I'm not sure there. But it's the highest is 14,000. The average is 4, and the lowest elevation is really around 4,400 feet.
And is that at the beginning down in New Mexico?
No, actually, it's at Waterton National Park in Canada. Although in New Mexico, it's what they call the boot heel area, and it's a high desert, about 4,500 feet. The dangerous section is going to be, besides the bears, the inherent danger is lightning. More people die of lightning in the mountains than anything else, because when you get above the alpine area, there's nothing there to protect you. Mm. In the afternoons when the lightning storm comes, you better get down from the mountain.
Camping, motels, what? So a combination of the two or what?
No, I have a my luxury lifestyle will be sleeping in a Big Agnes ultralight tent that only actually weighs 1 pound 10 ounces. And I will be camping basically out wherever I find a spot at the end of the day where I stop. Now, there'll be some areas like when I go through Yellowstone, I'll be in like a backcountry site. Every 7 to 10 days, I will resupply in a town. So I will get cleaned up and shaved so I look somewhat presentable and I don't smell as bad as the bears in the woods.
I take it the outdoors became an important ongoing focus, not just for you, but for your family. I know this was really a family affair, and I know it altered your daughter's career path. Tell us about that.
Well, I camped as a kid. I took my family camping. And then when my daughter started college, I wanted to do something special. We went on a backpacking trip to Glacier National Park, and it basically changed all of our lives. My daughter went on to become a wildlife biologist and now works with young students as the wilderness director at the University of Montana. My son became a police officer, an avid climber, had a girlfriend who was an avid climber, and on one of our backpacking trips, he proposed to her on the top of Jonas Pass in British Columbia. Mm. Every year, we've gone backpacking since 1997, and I saw how it enriched our lives and changed our lives. And then I met other people whose kids were troubled and at risk and went through very similar programs. I've had people that donated to me that I didn't even know, and I asked them, what compelled you to donate? And they said, I had a son or I had a daughter that was troubled, and I took them on one of these, or I took them to an organization that took them on these wilderness trips, and now they turn their lives around. They're professionals today. They have families, and I believe in this. And like John Muir said, between every pine tree opens a new door to a new way of life.
Mm. Your beneficiary, again, is an organization called Big City Mountaineers. The blog that you've put together is really impressive, something to behold. CDTJourneyForTheKids.com, CDT for Continental Divide Trail. You've told me that your wife's not that worked up about this because you're spending so much time apart while you're on the trail.
Yeah, this was very difficult for my wife. We have a very unique relationship. We've been married 41 years, and she's my best friend. I almost want to cry here. And she does everything with me, so this has been very difficult for her. And she's my logistics manager. She trains with me, so she's been a real trooper for this whole thing. And she will try to join me on certain aspects of the trail, but she realizes this is pretty tough.
That was my next question. So you will be hooking up with acquaintances and friends on the trail at some point?
Yes, I wanted this trip to be a lot more about me than just me. And that's why with the blog site, I've had a lot of people wanted to follow the trip. So I set up a blog site that's pretty interactive. You can find out where I'm at. I want to do a daily blog, and I have some writers, family members, who will transfer information that I give to them with pictures. And I want to talk about the people I meet along the way, the culture. You know, what is the boot heel of New Mexico? Not just the pains and gains, but, you know, what about the environment and the culture and those kinds of things?
I can't imagine what that first step is going to be like, the first step down at down in New Mexico.
Yeah,
have you anticipated that?
Yes, I have, and it's kind of scary actually, because at first it was, you know, about me. So anything I did, I could walk a day and quit. But now, you know, I have a lot of people that you know are following me and are anticipating and wishing me luck. And this is not anything that you can train for. I mean, to hike 20 miles a day average, there are going to be some days I'm going to have to do 35 miles. Mm-hmm. And there's some days in the mountains I'm not going to be able to. In the San Juans, it's going to be snow covered, and the trail's going to be covered with snow. Route navigation is going to be extremely difficult. Map, compass, GPS. Those days I might only get 10, 11 miles. So I have no idea, other than the fact that I think I'm extremely physically fit. And a few other people that have done it, I read their stories and I said, you know, they can do it. I can do it.
Will somebody be there at the finish line?
I hope so. A question people ask, how are you going to get back home? And I said, well, you know, if I make it there, that's the least of my problems. I'll find a way. And yes, I think some people will be there at the finish line. I'm sure my wife will.
Ken, we'll try to keep track of your journey. We want to thank our guest, Ken Dawson, a soon-to-be-retiring MSU employee who will spend 5 months hiking the Continental Divide Trail on behalf of Big City Mountaineers, and that adventure begins next month. Thanks and good luck, Ken.
Thank you, Mark.